Welcome to Payments Weekender. I'm Karen Webster. All innovation is inspired by something. For Steve Jobs, it was a chance to change the world. For Michael Joseph, the man behind mobile banking platform M-Pesa, it was the ability to improve the safety and security of those sending money to relatives living in the villages of Kenya. Sometimes innovation is inspired by the opportunity to be part of something that has the potential to be big and transformative. The ability to think differently by using existing assets to create new ways for others to take advantage of new innovation. That's the story of Apple Pay when you think about it. The mobile payment scheme from the most powerful player in technology and the most powerful consumer brand in the world has launched a million conversations about the future of payments and dozens and dozens and dozens of new ways to think about how players, powerful players themselves, are deploying their assets to, well, innovate their own place in the ecosystem. So here's Scott Holt, VP of Mobility for Roam and Ingenico Company, on how Apple Pay is inspiring a whole new way for them to think about mobile point of sale and enabling payments acceptance.
I think if Apple announces anything, everybody becomes interested. As you and I have discussed in the past, Karen, you know, NFC is that thing that's been around for a while, but no one quite knew when it was going to take off or what was going to happen. With Apple's announcement, that certainly happened. We're seeing it day in, day out, and almost every conversation we're having today or since that announcement includes understanding our strategy on NFC and NFC-enabled devices.
But for Roam, Apple and Apple Pay could be considered a mixed blessing. Apple, with the lion's share of its revenue coming from the sale of hardware, is in many ways the father of tablet point-of-sale solutions. Its iPads are used by thousands of small businesses instead of traditional payment terminals. Does that give Scott and Roam pause?
So regardless, if Apple does launch an NFC-enabled device, great. That only accepts one payment mechanism. They're still going to need to accept others, such as swipe or chip and pin. So from that perspective, we still certainly see a market for all of the devices that we supply. Outside of that, there's a lot of other tablet offerings out there outside of the iPad. So a good portion of the market that we service today, just through our various channels, are people using Android devices. And in 2015, we're also evaluating sort of a Windows strategy as well. So for us, it would just be a great complement. We are going to continue to offer NFC-enabled devices and non-NFC-enabled devices. So for someone that has a new iPad, if it's NFC-enabled, we'll have a solution for them that doesn't have that component. So I don't think it's an either-or. It's a very complementary kind of offering that we can deliver.
Speaking of complementary services, that's exactly what Doc Wydenaten, head of product for tech giant CA Technologies, is doing with its brand new mobile wallet platform. Designed to help issuers leverage one of their most valuable assets, the mobile banking platform, CA Technologies is all about giving issuers more options to enable Apple Pay or an Apple Pay experience within their own app.
What we are doing is leveraging the same standards and protocols that exists for any kind of payment and which Apple Pay has done. Mm-hmm. So whether you use our wallet or use Apple Pay, the experience of the merchant is still going to be the same. You open mm-hmm. the app, you tap it, and you use it. The merchant will see exactly the same kind of message flow from the phone to the terminal itself. And when the message goes back to the issuer, it looks exactly the same. So the issuers can use the same infrastructure, tokenization, authorization, crypto validation, everything will look the same.
CA Technologies was obviously inspired by Apple Pay to create a similar experience, but to expand those opportunities beyond the universe of iPhone 6 users today.
But where it differs from that is we are not dependent upon a secure element on the device, which is what we found. If you want to make it democratic and make it available to more people, you need this capability available in all kinds of devices.
Yeah.
So the way we have built it is to create a virtual secure vault. So there's no need for a secure element. We are using our patented cryptographic camouflage technology to protect the key data on the phone.
So there you have it. two snapshots of what two innovative companies are doing to harness the power of their innovation to capture the power of mobile payments inspired by Apple Pay. So what inspires your innovation? Let us know here at payments.com. That's payments without the vowels. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, have a great week.